possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Roy, you're a major employer in this area.
Okay.
You know, I mean, as a business owner.
Yeah.
You employ people who are bartenders and servers and cooks and whatnot at Tulligan's and Highland.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple work-related news stories.
Okay.
I want to run by you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that there is a trend, apparently, and this one is more than just, oh, TikTok is saying that it exists. Like, people are actually doing this. They're calling it taking a gap year from employment.
Hmm.
Now, my first blush at looking at this article was, these are people who were not working anyway and are just sort of saying, well, you know what? I need a little me time. I'm just going to take some time off from working. Yeah, I was thinking, well, you probably weren't working real hard before that.
Right.
If that's your attitude. But once I read it, it was about real like professionals making good money who, if they lose their job or they quit their job or whatever the circumstance may be, they just decide, I think I'm going to take some time off before I look for a job again. How does that strike you?
I wonder if it's not. Well, I mean, so when COVID hit, a lot of people were forced to take a break, but it wasn't a fun break.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stressful, we don't know what's going to happen break. I know that my wife sort of did that. She sort of took a year after COVID.
Okay.
And just said, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to go back to corporate.
Okay. So what you just said, because I didn't think about the fact that, and I knew that your wife did that, but I didn't realize that when I was bringing the story up. It seems to me like this is a thing that you can do if you are, I'm going to use the word privileged enough to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because, and I have no problem with people doing it, but it does seem like if you were to take this article and take it to a third world nation, it would be a joke. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this is a very wealthy problem.
Yeah.
Or you could just take it
to a blue-collar part of this country.
Yeah.
Where people, they can't afford. They've got bills to pay.
The other angle that you could take on this is that we've allowed, because if it's just upper echelon, like, yeah, you make six figures at least, and you're going to take a little time off. I understand that. You can afford that. But if it's anybody below that, which would include me and almost everybody I know, then you get to a point where, is it the government propping that up? You know?
Hmm.
Is it the government that's allowing that to happen? Now, here's a different one. This is about a millennial who made $225,000. I say six figures like it's something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a low-end normal household now,
right?
Is six figures. A millennial who made $225,000 secretly working two remote jobs shares why he decided to give up over employment. And it goes into his story. summary is that he was able to do this, and there were quite a few people trying to do this and were able to more during COVID because so much was remote work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's changing now, and he said after doing two jobs full-time at the same time that when they started to change to a hybrid work model at one of those jobs, he's like, I'm going to try to see if I can still do it. A couple weeks in, he's like, I can't make it work anymore.
Right.
But when I read this, again, first blush was that it's actually admirable, in my opinion, that people are willing to do that. Like, do you feel that way? Or would you be like, no, you can't hide that, because ultimately you are hiding it from your employer that you're doing it.
Yeah, I've got mixed feelings on that. As an employer, there's a sense that, well, am I really getting full commitment out of you? You can make the argument, well, I've hired you to do a job. If that job's getting done, what do I care?
Yeah.
You know, but there's a sense of how committed are you to this job if you're double booking?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any control over if you stop doing my job and go do the other job for a little while. So that on the one hand, as an employer, I feel like I'm kind of getting...
Yeah, getting the shaft
advantage
a little bit.
Of a little bit. But, yeah, if people can do it and still complete all of their work and responsibilities...
That's kind of where I came
more
down.
More power to them, I guess.
Yeah, I just thought... You know, I would say that a lot of people probably aren't capable of doing that.
Mm.
If you are such a good multitasker and planner and able to execute it, because it takes probably like a certain level of IQ that I don't even know if I have, but like some, you'd have to be at a certain like intelligence level and ability to manage life in a way
right.
that a lot of people just aren't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're able to do it and nobody at that job, like if he was working this for over a year, and nobody ever saw any problems with his performance.
Yeah.
I am. I'm like, more power to you. I just don't know if we're going to have these kind of jobs for long. I think the hybrid work model is one of the best things to come out of COVID. I mean, office job-wise, because a lot of office jobs, you don't really need to be in the office every day.
Right.
And if I worked, I mean, St. Louis is a little different. If I worked in downtown Los Angeles, where your commute was an hour and a half each way or whatever, this has helped a lot with that kind of stuff. Most of America is not that, but...
Yeah, it depends on the job, too. I mean, like, so my wife was in marketing, and she said during COVID, working remote, putting in a lot of hours, and it's all, you know... Zoom meetings and all of that stuff, there you lose something in certain markets and certain jobs, that interpersonal element, even though it may not translate directly to widgets being made, there's an aspect of that she really missed being in marketing during COVID. And even with the hybrid thing, there's a chemistry that builds up with creatives, especially.
Sure.
That having that interpersonal thing, that it's a shame that we've lost so much of that.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you're right about the job being much a big part of that equation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a job that's HR, it doesn't mean you don't want these people to connect. I mean, HR is human relations. I mean, literally, you want people to connect. But if you're doing something in accounting, it's not as if you don't want your team to connect with each other either. But that's why I think hybrid does work, because you can do a lot. It's more flexibility for the employee too, to get things done on, you know, schedules with kids or doctor's appointments or whatever. But we experience that here. I mean, our job is so much better in person. The Annie Fry show that we do every day, 12 to 3, you know, we did that remotely for over a year. And it was okay. You know, we made it work, but it's so much better in person. And I don't know that anybody would disagree with that. And there's probably a lot of jobs that are like that. Like, you're just better meeting in person.
I agree. I think
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The element of what's fascinating to me is right before COVID, I know this was going on at the place where my wife worked, was that there were certain departments that were, you know, vying for flex time and vying for some remote working. And the higher ups were like, that would never fly. We'll never do that. We won't even talk about it. And then how quickly it changed because we were forced to, that people were like, oh, well, maybe you can do it.
Yeah.
But it went really drastically from that'll never happen here to now we're forced into it. Now some people are sort of resisting going back to a hybrid because it's worked so well.
Yeah. I know a lot of employees are really wanting to keep as much flexibility as they can. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to say that's there's very little the good that came out of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
One of the only things that I see anyway is that there were technologies, and we were talking off air about like cultures. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes things can change for the better, but the culture is just a little stodgy.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say in America in 2024 because it feels like the culture is changing so fast that you can't even keep up with it.
Right.
But, you know, certain just sort of old ways of thinking, if the technology is there to allow everybody to benefit from them, not just like, oh, this group of people is going to benefit at these other people's cost.
Right.
You know, if it moved that along a little bit, I think that's one of the only positives that I could find.
I try not to look for positives in COVID.
Try not to look for positives in general.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And it comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things that we're going to do on this show is not just have these thrilling conversations, but also figure out if whales could replicate what we're saying. We're going to do that next. Trisha's going to come in and we're going to listen to whales trying to pretend to be humans, and you can decide for yourself whether they're achieving that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.